News Now Warsaw, WRSW 1480 AM and W259 BJ 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at R&B Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com, and the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. How are you? It's the final Tiger Talk of January. Where did the month go? Goodness sake. Last night, boys basketball at the Tiger Den, Northwood beat Warsaw 53-36. There was a stunning upset in the conference. Goshen beat Mishawaka 47-44 in overtime last night. Concord beat Wawasee 48-39. Plymouth beat Northridge 51-48. What has happened to the Raiders? They have now lost eight in a row. So, at the top of the conference is Northwood. They are now all by themselves at 5-0. Mishawaka is 4-1. Concord and Warsaw are 3-2. Goshen is 2-3. And Northridge, Plymouth, and Wawasee are all 1-4. In the TRC, Peru beat Whitco 63-48. Southwood beat North Miami 93-30. Rochester and Northfield were postponed. Valley and Manchester also postponed. They will play tonight at 6:15 for the JV start, 7:45-ish for the varsity. Warsaw will travel to Elkhart tonight to take on the Lions, who started the year 1-9, and now all of a sudden they've won 4 of 5. They beat Jimtown last night, 54-32 in Balgo Township. Glenn beat Adams, 57-47. Marion beat Washington, 69-49. Penn beat Riley, 76-61. It was Clay over Bremen, 70-46. And St. Joe got back on the winning track by beating New Prairie, 62-46. In the Northeast Corner Conference, Central Noble beat Cherubusco, 79-32. West Noble beat Fairfield, 50-31. Westview and Eastside got postponed. They'll play that tonight. Girls basketball last night, wrapping up the regular season for a lot of these teams. Central Noble beat Cherubusco 60-12. Columbia City beat New Haven 77-32. Fairfield beat West Noble 76-16. Lakeland Christian beat Lakewood Park 48-37. Macataqua, our good friend Ray Davis, got another win last night. They played better here the last few weeks. They beat Lewis Cass 42-22. North Judson beat Triton 47-42. And Wabash beat Whitco 62-60. Again, today basically is the final day of the regular season. Sectional games begin on Tuesday, and that is the case for the Lady Tigers of Warsaw, who will take on Concord at Concord on Tuesday. We'll get a preview from Lenny Krebs and talk about Tuesday's thrilling win over Elkhart. That's next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Aldifer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Aldifer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Monty's Best One Tire and Auto Care. We're the best cost less. When you head out on the road, you need to trust your car. Monty's Tire is always here to keep it running right. Monty's Best One Tire and Auto Care. We're the best cost less.
The steal by Zartman. Pulls up and shoots and missed it. Rebound. Winchester falling down. Throws it back out to Zartman. They get a reload. Peterson in the corner. Winchester for three. Good! What a play! Winchester came out of nowhere to keep the ball alive and ends up with a three-pointer.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Krebs.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We don't do play the games at the end of the girls' games, but man, if we were going to, that would have been the one from Tuesday night. That was a great play by Brooke. Gets the rebound, is off balance, falling down, sees Zartman at the top of the circle, throws it to her, perfect pass, and then could easily have been satisfied with that play, coach. She hops back up, runs the corner, Brooke finds her, Brooke to Brooke for three. And that, as it turned out, ended up being a huge play in the game.
No, that was a huge play. And we talked to Brooke after the game. That is the kid that I talked to you last week about that has become a complete player in her effort in every aspect of the game. Fought hard for a rebound, makes a pass out, like you said, could have been content, but she sprints out to the corner, gets a basketball back, and buries a three. That's a kid I'm talking about that's gone from just a scorer. When I'm in position to score, I'll play hard, to being the complete player that she is today. I couldn't be more proud of her. Hats off to Zartman for finding her in the corner. Huge play that kept the momentum on our side.
That's a great example to other kids, too. I mean, that is that play you could run on a reel for years and years and years and say, I want kids to make that kind of play.
No, that's the second and the third effort that we talk about. Every team's going to give you the first effort. They're going to go hard the first time. They're going to give you that first initial effort. I want kids that are going to give you second, third, and fourth pushes, that effort on the second, third, and fourth play of that sequence. And that's what Winchester did. Definitely something we can go back on the highlight reel and go, that's what I'm talking about. But that's part of the toughness that these kids have developed. A group of young kids that's really developing that effort. That's what makes it so hard to play against, because you can't take a play off. You can't catch your breath, because we're going to keep coming at you.
Let's go back to last Saturday. Conference championship on the line. You're going to Concord. You know that you're a heavy favorite. You admit in your pregame interview that you're a little nervous about how the girls are going to approach this game. It took about 30 seconds to know that they were really into what was happening. Win the tip. Zartman gets a three off within 7 seconds, missed it, and that's about the only shot you guys missed that first 8 minutes.
You know, that this is a group of girls. We've been preaching to them that we had a 7-game championship opportunity throughout the course of the year, 7 steps to get to the top of that ladder and to cut down a net. They knew it was a 7th step. I was nervous as heck in a sense from a coaching standpoint. You always get nervous when you know you're heavily favored, because you don't want your girls to think that way. But we could tell during the pregame team talk that these kids were locked in. You could just see it in their eyes and their body language. Now, I'm going to have to admit, I didn't expect them to be locked in like they were locked in that first quarter. A 37-0 quarter is unheard of in girls basketball. But, man, these kids were locked in. They wanted that championship. And, you know, I found myself that first quarter just stepping back and being a fan and watching the game for enjoyment. Because, man, that was a fun sequence, a fun quarter to watch.
Over 1,000 games. I think it's 1,055 now. Nobody had scored 37 points in a quarter. And most of the high-scoring quarters were fourth quarters. Fouling and the Kelsey Freds game where they scored 36, which was the record. That was a game we were behind by 20. Kelsey started making threes and getting to the free throw line. Most of that stuff happens with free throws involved. There was none of that. It was some steals and scores, but there was a lot of offensive sets where your kids made a pass, made a pass, made a pass, had a kid open, could have taken a shot, passed up for the next one, and it almost paid off every time.
No, I think we shot something like 23 for 29 in the first half of that game. And there, I go back and watch that, not just the quarter, but the half. I don't remember a selfish shot going up during that time. They were content to share the basketball. They were content to pass up a good shot, to get a great shot. And, you know, that's the mark of a team, and that's how we go from a collection of individuals at the beginning of the year to playing as a team. That's what you saw. That's what made me most proud, because we were completely unselfish. And, you know, it paid off. It showed Concord was at the point of who do we guard, because everybody was willing to pass up something, but at the same time, we were knocking down shots. When we hit shots, we're very difficult to defend, and that's what happened that night.
It was 54-0 before Concord scored. It was 58-3 at halftime. And I didn't ask you after the game was over. I should have, but I was still so blown away by that first half. What did you say to your team at halftime? What do you want when you're up 55 at halftime? What do you tell your team? What do you say to them? How do you instruct them going forward?
No, we use that as an opportunity. Before I say what I told them, I'm going to back up. I've been on the wrong end of those. You know my time at Goshen. We were on the wrong end of a lot of those games. I understand the whole mentality of being on the wrong end of that and what you want to try to do from playing behind by that much. We also felt like our girls had earned the right to continue to play hard. But our conversation at halftime centered around, here's an opportunity to work on another defense that we might need come sectional time. You know me, I don't like setting in a 2-3 zone. That's not a Krebs coach defense, because it's not something that I like doing. We come out in the second half and we played a 2-3 zone to try to get better at it, knowing we might need it on Tuesday against Elkhart, or we might need it come sectional time. You never know when you're going to need that. That was an opportunity for us to work on that. That's what we talked about. We're not going to play differently in a sense of how hard we go. We're going to play differently in where we pick up that pressure. And that became the three-point line in the second half. You know, you go back to the second half, it was a 13-13 ball game in the second half with a running clock. And we got a lot of young kids' minutes. We started our varsity starters. They played 2-3 minutes. And then we got kids in. That's a tough situation on both sides of that score, because there's not a lot you can do. But at the same time, you know, I've been asked about that score at halftime. I'm not going to apologize for letting our kids play hard for a half. They've earned that opportunity to play as hard as they can for a half of a basketball game. At the same time, it's a conference championship game. You're looking at stats and how they impact all conference nominations. There's a lot of things at play there that you have to be aware of. I'm not going to apologize to anyone for playing a half of basketball the Warsaw way. Second half, we made the adjustments, and I thought the kids did a nice job in the second half.
You don't have to apologize, because that was the most organic 16 minutes of basketball that I've ever seen in my whole life. It was, and even now, I still blush at how just on it your girls were. Everybody who got into the game, just spectacularly so. And if you go back and look at the stats, I'll defend you with this and leave it at that. Nobody in the game played more than 20 minutes of the 32. Your five starters didn't play more than 17 minutes of the game, which is 16 minutes is two quarters. So that's that. So you put that one in the book. Conference champs. The girls celebrated beautifully. They enjoyed the moment. That was really neat to see, because sometimes girls, especially when there's no drama involved, that celebration looks different. Your girls were excited. That was great. That was fun. Come back on Tuesday and play an Elkhart team that, based on the draw, you know that you really have a great chance to see in the semifinals on Friday. And that was a slobber knocker of a basketball game.
It was probably more physical than I thought it was going to be. It was an extremely physical basketball game, which I like this time of year, because come sectional time, it comes down to being able to play those physical, ugly basketball games. And, you know, that's what Elkhart made us do. The pace of play didn't slow down, I felt like the physicalness of the game picked up. And, you know, the officials let us play. And that's something I wanted to see how we were going to respond. Elkhart is a well-coached team. Will Cody does an amazing job with what he has up there. He continues to mold and build that program. I've got the utmost respect for him. We knew it was going to be a battle. The tough part from not just Warsaw's perspective, but Elkhart's, is how much do you show, how much do you reveal, knowing that a little over a week from now you could be playing again for something that means more than a Tuesday game in January. And so we tried to walk that balance. We showed them some things that we can do and that we will do simply to see what they were going to do when we did it. We played an extended 13 defense for one possession because we wanted to see how they were going to attack it. That gives us some film to watch. But how much do you hold back? How much do you show? I'm sure Will Cody was setting on some things that he didn't show us as well. But that's the nature of the game when you have an opponent back-to-back like we could.
The beauty of that game was I went to both of you. I love Will Cody. He's done such a good job there, and he's such a good guy. And I went to him and I said, okay, coach, how are you going to play this? Just between you and me for the broadcast, well, we're playing it straight up. We came here to win. We're going to do everything we need to win. I come and interview you. Don't say a word of that because that's just between Will and I. Come to you. How are you going to play this? We're going to play to win. We want to win this game. And I'm sitting there in the middle of the third quarter going, no, they're both holding stuff back. I know it. I can tell it. And that was the game. And within the game, it was beautiful to watch.
You know, and that's where sometimes it just comes down to who's going to execute better at what you do. Come Friday night of next week, if we have the opportunity to play each other again, it's still going to come down to who executes their stuff better. We can hold back anything and everything we want. It's going to come down to who executes it better and ultimately who puts the ball in the hole a little bit more. I get asked all the time, what's a scouting report on so-and-so? What's a scouting report? What's a game plan? I joke with them. It's pretty simple. Score more points than they do. I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. The way you score more points is by executing your stuff and hitting shots. We've been very fortunate throughout the course of the year to have enough shooters that we've been able to put points on the board at a high clip. Hopefully that continues and we continue to shoot well.
Your game then on Thursday against Huntington got canceled again. Walk us through that because it got canceled basically on Wednesday. So help us understand that process.
No, first of all, that game was supposed to be played December 22nd when we were supposed to get that first snowstorm. We reached out to Huntington and canceled it, mutual agreement, knowing that we could be canceling it anyway. So we found a date that worked for both of us, which was on Thursday. Wednesday, Huntington North sent us an email saying that they did not have school on Thursday and that all after schools would be canceled that day. So Huntington didn't have the opportunity to play it. That wasn't even the books. That was coming from Huntington. They asked us if we wanted to make it up today. Huntington North has a bye. They don't play till next Friday. I would understand completely why they would want to play today, knowing they don't play again till next Friday. We've experienced that long break like we did last year. If we had a bye, I would play it. We play Tuesday. Our focus now has to shift to Tuesday. It wouldn't be fair to our kids to not focus on Concord the way we need to focus on Concord. You know me, I'm not going to take anybody lightly. They're going to be prepared for Concord. I don't care what the score was the first time. I don't care how we shot. I don't care. Game's over. We have to go play again. So that was a sequence that happened. When Huntington asked if we wanted to play on Saturday, my response was no, we play Tuesday. The other thing about not playing today is we control our health at this point in time. Playing at Huntington, you never know what's going to happen. Somebody goes down with a knee injury, rolls an ankle, heaven forbid. Then people are going to ask me, why did you play it? We control our health. We tell our kids we control what we can control. We control our health. So we want to be healthy for Tuesday.
I think a lot of people have asked me in the last week and a half or 2 weeks about this particular group in the sectional. And does this team have between the ears what it takes to win a sectional? Because you can have all the physical talent in the world, but to win, in your case, three games in a week and to have to play the teams that you're going to play for freshmen and sophomores five of which were on the sectional roster last season, with all the youth that you have and how involved they are, is it realistic to think that you could win three games and get out of that sectional? And I said, well, at the beginning of the season, I would have told you they could win 17 games, and they did that. And is that your approach going into this next week?
I'm going to tell you from experience, we had a sectional week. We played Northwood Tuesday, Ben Davis Friday, Westfield Saturday. We have proof that we can do what we need to do by winning three games in a week, playing two tough teams, Ben Davis and Westfield, Friday, Saturday, which we're going to have to do in sectional, Elkhart on Friday, Penn, Northridge, Goshen, whoever it is on Saturday. We've proven we can do that. This group of kids, I'm blown away by their fight and their feistiness, their desire to win. They've proven they can do it. Will they? That's a totally different question. I think we have everything we need to do so, and we've given them the opportunity to see what they have to do to win. We keep drawing on that sectional week that we had early in the year, and if we can beat Ben Davis and Westfield Friday, Saturday, I'm a firm believer that we can beat Elkhart and whoever comes out of the top of the bracket on Saturday. I have no doubt about that.
One of the interesting things to think about as we head into postseason play on Tuesday is the style of play that your team has lived by through this whole basketball season. For some teams, that can be hard to replicate in the postseason because the tournament is different. The pressure is different. The mindset's different. The one-and-done approach is different. Do you feel confident that your girls can take what they did for 22 games and make it into the next one and the next one and the next one?
We talked a lot about that as a coaching staff. I'm a firm believer that our style can win. I'm a firm believer of that. We are not going into sectional week trying to change everything that we did for 22 games. If we didn't feel like we could win three games in a week playing our style, we wouldn't have played it for 22 games. We proved we could do that. We might have to change how long we do some things. In a sense, if you go back to Westfield of that sectional week, we didn't run and jump as often as we just went full court man, or we went a 1-3-1, but we found ways to keep pressure on them. The ultimate program mentality is pressure you for 32 minutes. That doesn't mean full court. That doesn't mean trap. We need to find ways to pressure you for 32 minutes. That pressure can come from us pushing the basketball up the floor and getting an easy shot. I'm a firm believer we can do that. We've proven we can. These kids are some of the toughest kids I've ever been around. We know we can. The other thing we have is we have the luxury of kids who were swing players for four quarters, that if we have to throw them in for a quarter, for 30 seconds, for a minute, we've got those quarters. During the regular season, we didn't always have that luxury. The other thing is, how many teams practice this style? You come to our practice, it's chaotic. It's always up and down. There's always chaos going on. I know from years past, Warsaw teams, when I was there, we didn't practice this way. When somebody did this to us, we didn't know how to respond. How do you duplicate that, quote unquote, blizzard in your practice and prepare for us? We are not doing a lot of changing for any team during sectional week. We want them to have to change to us. 32 minutes of pressure, 32 minutes of us coming at you with one of the biggest blizzards you've ever seen. We know that we can win.
We'll see you in Dunlap on Tuesday.
Yep, thank you.
Lady Tigers in their first matchup in the sectional will take on Concord at Concord. That is game two. The first game is Penn and Northridge, which should be a fabulous game. Airtime for our broadcast will be immediately following that first game, so we're planning on going on somewhere around 7:10 here on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll talk with Matt Moore of the Warsaw Boys team about last night's loss to Northwood and preview Elkhart tonight. That's next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Community involvement has always been important to Crossroads Bank, and one way they show that is by supporting the local schools. Whether it's cheering them on in the stands or taking part in community programs, you'll find Crossroads Bank rooting for the home team. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair. All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help you eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
See it and save on it at Lakeside Chevrolet. Save on over 250 new and pre-owned vehicles. Save with payments as low as $199 a month. Or credit, no problem. Save with Lakeside's Everyone is Approved program. Lakeside Chevy, with locations in Warsaw and Huntington, is the home of warranty forever. Don't want to buy a vehicle? Lakeside will buy your vehicle even if you don't buy one from us. Stop in and get an offer in less than 5 minutes.
We own your business every day. Lakeside Chevrolet.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things that you told us in the pregame interview last night was, I want to see my guys compete. 53-36, sometimes the score is deceiving, sometimes not. Do you feel like your guys competed last night?
Oh, yeah. No question. I don't think that it was a question about want to at all. You know, I think competitive people don't have a finish line, and I think this is a group that understands that there are going to be days where it just isn't going to go our way, but I think they are a group that is resilient enough that will continue to stay in the process and move in the right direction. And I think there are certain things you cannot control, and we have to continue to coach them in that and live in the things that we have control over. And I thought, you look at the second half, you tell me we guard Northwood at 36% and 14%, I'd say we're going to be in the mix. And for a long time that third quarter, we were. And I was proud of the competitive spirit. In spite of us not being able to make shots, it was an effort worthy of being there anyways.
It was right there in the mix for the first 8 minutes. Your guys battled, were able to hit some shots. Northwood proved that, you know, they are where they are for a reason. But that second quarter is where things started to slip a little bit, especially the last, I don't know what, 45 seconds to a minute. That's where really, for me, the game changed, because you've got the ball, you got a chance to get the thing to four or maybe three, and all of a sudden it's eight, and then the third quarter just got away from you.
Yeah, I just, for whatever reason, our bugaboo, it has been end of quarters, right? And, I mean, I grew up with Coach Benedict, and once a clock got under a minute, you're holding for the last shot. And if you do that, you always get two extra possessions in every game. Drew drives it with about 22 seconds to go and misses. They go down. Fortunately, we trap a low 1-4 set and get a turnover, and then we get a free throw, miss the 1-1, and then they go right down the floor and score again to take it to, I believe, 8 at that time. And they come out first possession and then score right away to go 10. So, yeah, those are things where I think just the composure, the understanding, the personnel in many cases, just being patient enough to understand that getting the last shot in those moments is as important sometimes as, you know, making it. Because if nothing else, you don't shift any momentum going back their way. And I thought that happened last night in the half.
Then that third quarter, Jackson gets a fourth foul, and I remember in the broadcast going, well, what's Matt Moore going to do here? Is he going to leave him out there, or is he going to take him out and see what these young kids will do? Walk us through that decision for what you did and why you did it.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes you have to look at the guy, right? And I've not been a guy to oftentimes sit guys, especially in the first half with foul trouble, because if they're intelligent and they have a competence about the game, they have to learn how to play through that and around that. And ultimately, you're essentially fouling your guy out by not playing him in many cases. So We did play Jackson with four. We shifted our matchups a little bit. We went to our triangle defense a little bit more, and that was effective. But I trust him, especially defensively in those moments. There are some guys that you may not want to do that with. Most of the time it's the matchup that they have, because if, you know, let's say Luke Yeager picks up his fourth, well, there's one guy typically in the game that we're going to match him up with, and if that team is aggressive at that position, it may not benefit us to keep him in that with that much time left. But yeah, I have a lot of guys, you know, Jackson, Carson, Luke, a lot of those guys, if they picked up a fourth, I think they could still be competitive and still add value by not exposing us defensively. And I thought we did do a good job of kind of stemming that tide. Like I said, we had a stretch there where we're getting stopped, and I didn't do a good enough job of probably calling a timeout after maybe three or four possessions of offense of not really coming up with anything to just kind of settle us and draw something up. But I didn't want to break our defensive momentum at that time, because we were really doing a good job of keeping them from getting scores.
Overall, the different guys who guarded Cade Brenner, how do you feel like they did? Because that's a dude that can make shots from a lot of different places, from a lot of different angles. And when he gets the ball down 12 feet from the basket and then falls away and shoots it, that's really almost impossible to guard that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we take away as we watched it back, you watched the game from last year and even 2 years ago, is just the physical stature of a 17-year-old versus a 15-year-old. I mean, it's a big difference. The bumps that he's able to provide to get separation on Carson Brandt and Trey are just enough for him to be able to get a shot off. And I think that we were talking about how do you develop that, and I think it comes back to your ability to how much one-on-one are you playing. I think it's, in many ways, it's one of the things that we as a coaching profession probably don't do enough anymore, is play one-on-one, because you have to learn how to bother guys. And there were many moments where Trey is stuck to him tight, and he lifts up and he's in rhythm. I would consider that a rhythm shot, and he gets a shot off, and then Trey contests it a little bit later. And there's a close degree of separation there, but it's just not enough to impact it, right? And so I think continuing to provide that tutelage to our guys about when you're competing and playing those guys and how you affect them. Jackson does that when he plays Marcus Burton, right? He bothers him enough, because I think he's played a lot of basketball in that sense.
The physical nature of basketball in 2023 says that you have to be physical to be effective, and that's true at both ends of the floor. You've got some really young guys who are not muscle-bound physical specimens like a Brenner, like a Rosh, like the JV for Northwood's got Owen Rader on their team. That's not really something you can fix in the middle of the season. So how do you as a coach try to compensate for that?
Well, the one thing I feel we have to, if we're going to be successful still in this season, even moving forward as a program, like, we have to do the things that people can't see better than everybody else, right? Like our passing, our pivoting, our timing, our attack areas, our ball handling, our cutting, all those things that go into gamesmanship of being able to play. We have to really excel at those details. We're not yet there. And I think that's where we can continue to teach. We can't change the physicality of our guys right now. We can't change, you know, the number of battles they've been in from an experience standpoint. But we have to continue to grow with our understanding of all those little areas of what screening and how it impacts. And I think a prime example is when you're chasing a guy like Cade Brenner, and how many screens you're running into. You're chasing the kid from Lafayette Harrison, and you would think, man, what if we screen that way for Luke Bricker? What if we screen that way for Brant Martin? Then it gives you perspective of what it feels like on the other side of that coin. And yeah, we just got to continue to grow at dominating all the things that may go unnoticed, that don't go in stats, that are big deals and outcomes for teams like us.
The other way that shows up is down in by the basket area. You got the ball inside 5 feet of the basket a lot last night, and guys were either, I don't know what, scared is the word I'm going to use, but I'm not sure that's the right word, scared to shoot, afraid to get it blocked, or got stripped away on the way up. That's got to be really disappointing, because I know you guys work on that stuff in practice.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's easy to look at Luke Jaeger and say, man, he's got to make those shots, but it's a lot of guys. Like, we spent all week long with an emphasis of driving the ball into the basket area, throwing it into the basket area, and then one-on-one, you got to be able to produce with either score or get fouled. It's not always scoring. It's sometimes just getting fouled. In Luke's matchup, you know, he's an athletic kid, and he was he's long. But we also, I don't think, do a good job of – we kind of die when the ball goes in there. Like, we just power down, right? And I think our ability to move, I think we could get it in there and have better player movement and utilize that as a passing point, very similar. I've talked about this before. If you were to look at out of bounds under, right? Everybody has out of bounds under plays. Well, if you take the inbounder and step him in about 3 feet, and you can throw the basketball there and still have offense generated from that catch, it's no different than an out of bounds play. And I think, unfortunately, right now for us is when we throw it into the basket area, we just power down, right? We just watch, right? Drew gets it there, Luke gets it there, other guys get it there, and we just watch. And that's where our player movement can create some separation and get us better looks. But we're not going to ever shy away from throwing. We're going to throw him the ball, Luke Jaeger, down every time. If he's open, we have to throw him the basketball. And, you know, I took him out at one point because we ran a set for him. I don't think he caught it clean. I didn't see that. But he just didn't shoot it. And I said, buddy, if you're not going to shoot it, I'm not going to play you. Like, and there are pretty much every guy that's played in Tiger basketball probably wants to hear, hey, you need to shoot it more, right? And that's where, you know, guys have to understand that in games like this, you know, I look back, there's three games. I look at this game, I look at the Penn game, and I look at the Homestead game. And those are all big games against legit teams that have dudes. And your ability to get your shot off cleanly and consistently is different in those games than it is against, you know, Goshen, Concord, Peru. Like, it's just different. And that's where you're measured. And we did not shoot the ball well in any of those three games. And that's not a surprise. And I think that's the level we have to continue to grow. And that's where I want to give those guys confidence. Say, look, man, like, if you're open, that's a shot we need you to take, because you may be the only guy that gets to get open.
And to be clear, Luke wasn't the only one. Right.
Sure. Yeah.
It was a lot of guys who had trouble.
Well, and that's where I got to. Carson has to shoot the ball. Trey Davis has to shoot the ball. Like, and that doesn't mean they just come down and decide, okay, I'm going to go one on one, because that is, we're trying to get away from that. But they have to be offensive threats, right? Last night they were not an offensive threat in any capacity. So it's easy to lock in on Jackson. It's easy to take Luke Bricker away. It's really easy to kind of start doubling down on those guys. And fortunately, Brant's been aggressive, but Brant's got to be more aggressive. And he has to really believe that he adds value offensively. But if we can get Carson and Trey both looking to be more assertive offensively, like, I want that. And we need that from them, because it changes what you do then with everybody else offensively.
Elkhart tonight, they start the year 1-9. So you're thinking, one, in the world's happening up there with Kyle Sears, who we love. The other thing is, then all of a sudden now they've won four of their last five, and here we come to town, and they're playing a lot better, and that's not good news for us.
Well, if you're a score watcher, you're taking a deep breath, and you're going, man, I'm glad that Elkhart's coming in tonight. If you have any understanding about the ebbs and flows of the season, you're looking at going, uh-oh, we got to go to Elkhart tonight. They play an extremely challenging schedule. And early in the year, they're trying to figure themselves out. And of recent, if you just look at their record in total, it's not impressive. But if you look at what they've done in the last 3-4 weeks, they're trending in the right direction. And they play a lot of zone. They got a handful of guys that have a lot of confidence right now. And again, it's not an easy place for us to play right now. And so we really have to understand that records don't matter. They got a number of guys that have played in 6 games and 16 games and 10 games, and so there's no real rhythm to know who they are, and they may just start finding that out as recent. So, yeah, tonight's a big one. We got to bounce back. We're going to go watch film on Concord here or on Elkhart here in a little bit, and I hope that our guys are ready to turn the page and get focused on tonight.
We'll see you there.
All right.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, airtime tonight, 5:55 with the JV tip-off at 6 from Northside Gym on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll talk about the swimming prelims from Thursday and everything else that's going on at Warsaw Community High School in the Tiger Sports Diary. It's next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Get a fresh start to the new year with a visit to Reinholdt's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw for the January clearance sale. Hi, this is Brent Reinholdt. You'll find specially marked items throughout the store that give you sweet savings on furniture that will look great in your home. Check out the brand new line of premium mattresses from Stearns & Foster and take advantage of special closeout savings on select models. Visit ReinholdtsFurniture.com and hurry in to 118 West Main Street in Warsaw today for the January clearance sale.
Hey, it's Andrew from Bobcat of Warsaw, and basketball is back. Who doesn't love the roar of the crowd when someone drills a three-pointer from beyond the arc? Kind of like, who doesn't love the roar of equipment when you start it up, knowing you're about to get something done? So get your somethings done with Bobcat equipment from us. Check out our lineup of Bobcat loaders, excavators, tractors, and mowers. Come see us south of Warsaw on State Road 15. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Warsaw Tiger basketball.
Booyah!
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. As we begin the new year, this is a good time to review all of your legal needs. If you have a will or a trust, but have not had that reviewed by an attorney for a while, come see us. If it needs to be changed, we can help. If it doesn't need to be changed, we'll tell you. If you don't have a will or a trust arrangement to protect your family's future, we will work with you to provide that protection. Don't leave your family out in the cold. Call 267-6116 today for an appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's the Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with the Northern Lakes Conference swim prelims, which took place at Northridge on Thursday. And so you're trying to get into the championship meet finals today. We start with the men's 200 medley relay. Warsaw's team got disqualified. I have not been able to find out why they got disqualified, but Warsaw's team will not be in the final today. In the 200 freestyle, the top finishers for Warsaw, Aiden Teo was 12th, Alex Bowers was 13th. In the 200 IM, Griffin Brown was 5th. He'll be in the A final today. Josh Warner and Michael Webster were 13th. Josh Warner 12th, Michael Webster 13th in the prelims. In the 50 prelims, Ian Wiebrink was 2nd, just 13 hundredths of a second behind Johan of Northwood for the top spot. And Warsaw will have 2 in the top 8. Diego Manwaring also in the final today at 23.72, just barely beating out his teammate Elijah Zog, who finished in 9th. In the 100 butterfly, Griffin Brown was 5th, Wrigley's Darkweather 12th, and Phoenix Klein was 16th. In the 100 free, Diego Manwaring was 6th, Caden Reif was 13th, and Logan Miller was 15th. In the 500 free, Elijah Zog is in the A final. He finished 5th with a time of 5:16.56. Alex Bowers just out of the top 8. He finished in 9th. Wrigley's Darkweather was 13th. In the 200 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Michael Webster, Caden Reif, Rory Murphy, and Griffin Brown finished in 7th place. In the men's 100 backstroke, Josh Warner was 8th, Aiden Teal was 10th. In the 100 breaststroke, Ian Wiebrink was 2nd, and Michael Webster was 14th, and Phoenix Klein finished in 16th. And the 400 free relay, Warsaw's team was 4th, Wrigley Starkweather, Josh Warner, Alex Bowers, and Aiden Teo. So the finals are today. The diving competition is already underway at Northridge. The Warsaw JV Wrestling Invitational last Saturday, that wrapped up the JV wrestling season. For those guys, 11 wrestlers landed in the top half of their bracket. First place finishes for Enrique Silva at 145, Nathan Gabrich at 195, Cameron Kaufman at 220. Second place finishes for Mariana Castro at 126 and Raul Carbajal at 195. Third place finishes for Brody Duncan at 160, Noah Wilkins at 182, and Colton Sisk at 285. And fourth place finishes for Casey Smith at 120, Leo Castro at 126, and Jace Fighting at 195. More in wrestling in a second. The freshman boys basketball team had a busy week. They lost to Valparaiso last Saturday, 33-15. They beat Oak Hill on Tuesday, 35-14. Jordan Randall had 14, and Sam McDaniels finished with 10 for the Tigers. And then in the conference, they lost to Northwood on Thursday, 37-22, and McDaniels was the high point man for Warsaw with 6 points. Up to the current now. Today, the wrestling team is involved in their sectional. That is at Plymouth, and that is already underway in the Rock Gymnasium. They're the main gym at the high school. Bremen, Culver Academy, Culver Community, LaVille, Plymouth, Tippecanoe Valley, Triton, Warsaw, and Wallasee all competing there. We will have results for you next week and preview the regionals. Top four, move on. The boys swim team will be at Northridge again this morning. Again, that's already underway for the NLC championships. The track and field teams, the girls and the boys, are running an indoor meet at the high school today. That is already underway in the T-Rack. And the boys basketball teams, JV and varsity, are at Elkhart tonight. JV game at 6, our coverage at 5:55 on News Now Warsaw. Monday, the freshman boys team is at Mishawaka. That will be at 6:15. Tuesday, the girls play in the sectional at Concord against Concord. First game is Penn and Northridge at 6, followed by Warsaw and Concord. We'll have the Lady Tigers game starting as soon as the first game goes final on News Now Warsaw. Wednesday, the boys freshman team will host St. Joe in the Career Center gym at 6. Thursday is the girls swim sectional. That will be at the Warsaw pool starting at 5:30. And also on Thursday, the boys basketball team will be playing in the Tiger Den against Mishawaka. JV at 6:15, varsity follows. Coverage on News Now Warsaw begins at 6:10. Then on Friday, if the Warsaw girls beat Concord on Tuesday, they will play Elkhart in the semifinals. Elkhart gets a first-round bye. That would also be game two on Friday night. Goshen will take on the winner of Penn and Northridge at 6, followed by, if Warsaw wins, Warsaw and Elkhart. And we'll have coverage again after the first game goes final on News Now Warsaw on Friday. And then a crazy day on Saturday, you have the finals for the girls' swim sectional at the Warsaw pool. The wrestling regional will be at Penn. The gymnastics team is at Lakeland next Saturday for an invitational. All three boys basketball teams are playing, with the freshmen playing in the Career Center gym at 1 against Chesterton. The JV at 1 o'clock in the Tiger Den against Chesterton. Of course, the varsity will follow that. And we'll have coverage starting at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. If the Lady Tigers win on Tuesday and then beat Elkhart on Friday, they will be in the championship. Now, here's where this gets challenging. The championship game of the girls' sectional is scheduled for 6 o'clock. The boys' game's probably not going to get over till after 4 o'clock. So we will have to really hustle it up to Concord to get there. But we're going, and we'll be there for that game starting at 5:30 with pregame coverage and 6 o'clock for the championship of the Concord sectional, trying to earn the right to go to the one-game regional the following weekend. That's going to wrap it up for the Tiger Sports Diary and the show. We'll come back and finish up next on News Now Warsaw.
Remember when all the weird stuff was being said, like, wear two masks before you go outside?
It's a strange world, all right.
As a matter of fact, at R&B Car Company, we never stop buying cars and selling cars. 600 vehicles to choose from right now, with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 3.79% with approved credit.
$3,500 minimum for your trade-in, or we'll match your down payment up to $3,500.
And financing options available for everyone, even the toughies.
Shop now and get pre-approved.
Shop now at rbcarcompany.com.
You see a worn, out-of-date shower. We see an up-to-date shower with a beautiful glass enclosure custom-designed for you. a Glass Doctor specialist will transform your old shower into a bright, upscale sanctuary that's timeless. It may even increase your home's resale value, all for less than you might think. Schedule an in-home design consultation with the Glass Doctor specialist today.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Lake City Restoration on Argonne Road in Warsaw is there when you need them most. Call 574-385-9111. Whether it's damage from a fire, flood, mold, storm, or biohazard, Lake City Restoration is the solution for your emergency service needs. Call 574-385-9111. That's 385-9111, online at lcrestore.com, or simply Google Lake City Restoration.
And now for a final thought on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
Couple things before we wrap up today. The We Are Tigers Athletic Auction and Hall of Fame dinner is coming up on February 23rd. That is a Thursday night. That'll be at the Heritage Room in Winona Lake. The event starts at 5:30. Dinner is included in the cost of the ticket. It'll end by 9 o'clock. And then, of course, it's highlighted by the grand finale, which is the induction of the 2023 class of the Warsaw Athletics Hall of Fame, highlighted by the team of the year, which is the 1978 Lady Tiger State Championship team, plus all the individual state champions as we get caught up in our Hall of Fame inductions as we create this new entity that's only a couple years old. The dinner, again, is February 23rd. You can get details on tickets and all of that online at warsaw-tigers.com. Oh, yes, there'll be an auction. Actually, there are three different kinds of auctions. You have the online auction. You have an auction of events and experiences and items that will take place that night at the Heritage Room. Plus, there's a super silent auction that's also going on that will be real, is always very exciting. And that's all part of that night. Plus, Matt Binkard, the athletic director at Warsaw, will be giving us an update on kind of the state of Warsaw Athletics. So you want to be there for that and find out what's going on. And again, that's Thursday, February 23rd, and that is at the Heritage Room in Winona Lake. Get your tickets online at warsaw-tigers.com. Girls basketball sectional tickets also available. Information on that available online at warsaw-tigers.com. The biggest thing you need to know there is Concord doesn't take credit cards. Right. So if you're going to show up and buy tickets, you want to make sure that you have cash to do that. So go online right now to warsaw-tigers.com. There's a story on there about the draw and the schedule of events and how much the tickets are and some of the other things you can and can't do at sectionals. So make sure that you go to that right now at warsaw-tigers.com and check that out. Good luck to the wrestlers today. Good luck to swimmers today. Good luck to the boys swim team. As they get ready for their postseason here very, very soon. And we're looking forward to sharing with you all of that information here on this show. Will you do one other thing for me? This is just a favor. It's not a rant. It's a legit favor. I had a fan come up to me last night at the game and said, I didn't know you guys broadcast the JV games. We do, and we have for almost 25 years now. So if you enjoy listening to those JV games, would you post that somewhere, Facebook, Twitter, whatever your favorite, Instagram, whatever your favorite social media is? Would you just post on there how much you enjoy hearing the JV games on News Now Warsaw? It started 25 years ago. Brad Ellis was doing the games, and we had so many people that wanted to be on the broadcast that we couldn't just do the varsity game and get all those sponsors in without shoehorning them in and making it very uncomfortable and not really giving the sponsors what they deserved. So we threw out the concept, well, what if we just did both games? And so we started doing that, and it's been a huge success, and Tiger basketball and sponsorship has grown and grown and grown to where we can accept 20 sponsors to broadcast those games because we do the JV game as well. So if you enjoy hearing that, and we've come to find out not only do people enjoy it, but how they use that, it's really fascinating. Because when we first started doing it, people were like, that's great, because we can learn more about Tiger sports. We can know what guys are coming and And it gives us something to listen to as we're driving to the game or going to the game or getting ready for the game. What we found is people have used the game as kind of a mile marker by how they spend their evening. So, for example, if it's a home game like last night, and you know how long it takes you to drive the game, how long it takes you to get in line, get your popcorn and your drink, and get to your seat, then couples will say, hey, it's halftime, we need to get going. Or, hey, it's the end of the third quarter, we should go. Because they know how long it takes to get there. It's been a lot of fun. We enjoy doing it, and we hope that you do too. So if you do me just that fun favor, would you just post that somewhere? And if you have the ability to, tag at News Now Warsaw's Twitter or Instagram or whatever, that would be great. We'd appreciate that. Thanks to all the coaches for turning in the results. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. We will be at Northside Gym tonight, one of our favorite places in the whole world. Pre-game show for the JV game, 5:55. Tip off at 6 o'clock on News Now Warsaw. Enjoy your evening. I'm Roger Grossman. We will see you tonight.
You've been listening to another great sporting event on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more, log on to the Warsaw Athletics website, warsaw-tigers.com. To listen to archive shows and Tiger game broadcasts, go to newsnowwarsaw.com. You can also follow News Now Warsaw on Facebook and Twitter. This has been a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a proud member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.